This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, February 2nd. Well, cattle markets kind of took it on the chin yesterday under quite a bit of pressure in feeder cattle with a big outside day lower there. And live cattle too, giving it up. And, you know, after starting out a little bit higher on the Febs, in fact, just right at those old contract highs, the market sold off with an outside day lower there too. Not quite as dramatic as the feeders, but still an outside day lower and a failure at that old contract high. Now the back months, the Aprils and the Junes, they sold off, getting back to the breakout points. Markets are holding so far, so we'll see what we do here. If we get sucked back down into, you know, below those old lows, which the April, it might be. We did close below that low. The Junes were, you know, tested it and then closed above the low. So we got kind of a whole mixture of chart formations going on here. But clearly the market is having some trouble on continuing the momentum to the upside. So we'll see what happens today. But I think the feeder cattle are giving us a pretty big signal that they have found at least a temporary top. Now, today is important because if you don't get any follow through to the downside, then the market's probably done most of its work yesterday. If you get another big day down today, then I think you're really going to shake the confidence of the bull, and you'll probably start to see bigger liquidation going on. So the overall picture is bullish, which we saw from the cattle inventory report. I mean, that just underscored where we've been, what pretty much everybody knows. But I think the market has its rallies and will have its rallies, and it'll have its corrections. But yesterday was pretty dramatic for feeder cattle, especially considering, again, underscoring a bullish inventory report. And speaking of which, I do want to dig a little deeper into the numbers from that inventory report. We saw that just taking a look at the state-by-state numbers. So for the beef cow herd as of January 1, 2023, compared to a year ago, Texas is sitting at 4.3 million head. That's down 125,000 head, which is a drop of 3%. Oklahoma at 1.98 million head, down 140,000. That's a drop of 7%. In Kansas, we're at 1.3 million head. That's down 106,000. That's down 7%. Nebraska at 1.7 million head. That's down 99,000. That's a drop of 5%. Colorado was the only state that saw, of this list, that saw an increase of 1% at 642,000. That was up 4,000. Wyoming at 671,000 head, down 10,000 on the year, which is a drop of 1%. South Dakota at 1.5 million head, down 67,000. That's a drop of 4%. North Dakota sitting at 876,000 head. That's down 59,000 from a year ago. That's down 6%. In Montana at 1.27 million head, it's down 29,000 head. That's down 2%. So now let's look at those states for heifers, replacement heifers. Texas sitting at 640,000, that's down 70,000 from last year. Oklahoma down 10,000 at 390,000. Kansas down 30,000 at 240,000. Nebraska down 30,000 at 320,000. Colorado was unchanged at 135,000. Wyoming was down 5,000 at 140. South Dakota down 20,000 at 350,000. North Dakota down 20,000 at 162,000. Montana was down 10,000 at 310,000. And real quick, we'll look at the calf crop for last year's calf crop compared to the previous year. Texas at 4.5 million, down 50,000. Oklahoma at 1.85 million, down 80,000. Kansas at 1.37 million, down 30,000. Nebraska at 1.6 million, down 30,000. Colorado was down 20,000 at 780,000. Wyoming was down 20,000 at 640,000. South Dakota unchanged at 1.68 million. North Dakota down 70,000 at 850,000. Montana was down 40,000 at 1.27 million. And another quick look at the Southern Plains winter wheat grazing numbers. They gave us some data on that too. This would be Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, is down 80,000 from a year ago, which is a drop of 5%. So I think that, again, not a big surprise as to the direction of these numbers. It was just a little bit more than expected. And the trade obviously didn't get any big reaction to that. I think it was more of a buy the rumor, sell the fact. But we are clearly in some kind of a correction mode here. And again, it's important to see what the price action is today. They tried to break the market yesterday, got some pretty decent sell signals, especially in feeders. But if we don't get any follow through, then you're probably going to negate that sell signal. And it just seems to me that if the rains come to the Southern Plains, last year was where the biggest drop in herd size was because of the intense drought across the Southern Plains. But in the years prior, you had looked at California, all along the West Coast, had a major drought 2 years ago. That contributed to a significant drop in the beef cow herd. The Northern Plains, of course, 2 years ago, and then again later in the season last year, we had just a wicked drought. So you saw a wave of cattle coming out of the Northern Plains. You know, all of these guys are in a much better moisture situation coming into the spring. And I'm assuming that they're going to be looking for calves, A, to put on grass, B, retaining heifers and rebuilding their herds. I just think that starts this year. The short-term forecast for the Southern Plains has, this is the 4 to 7 day period, which is just around the corner, you know, big rains across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, right in that dry area. If those rains materialize, you're going to get your season off to a very good start, not only for winter wheat, but the pastures and your hay crop. So that starts the process. You got to have grass, got to have hay. That starts your demand for rebuilding the herds. And I think that's, you know, considering that we're at an 8-year low in the herd size already as we stand now, and you're just seeing some anecdotal evidence of heifer retention, this just pulls way more animals out of the potential feedlot numbers. So I think it makes demand for calves huge to put on grass, to place into feedlots. The competition is going to be intense for these calves. And again, you're going to be, you know, pulling a pretty good percentage of those out of the offerings by retaining heifers. So, you know, I'm presuming the rains are going to come to the Southern Plains, but that then sets a trajectory for feeder cattle to have a very nice rally. And the seasonals would take us up into early May. It's a pretty long stretch, but again, I think the odds are quite high that we'll get that kind of price action in the feeder cattle market. Live cattle, the storm is going to back a few of them up, so the feedlots are probably going to have to be fairly aggressive again. You know, trying to stay current. Packers have a little bit of leverage here, but they're going to need some numbers too. They haven't been able to move very many cattle in the Southern Plains because of the storm. So the demand is going to be good for these cattle to bring into the packing plants. But again, you're also backing a few of them up. So I don't expect it'll take that long to get current with the feedlots. And then I think they start to regain some of this leverage as we run into the tighter numbers and lighter weights as we move into the springtime. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.